Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. And I got Mike, Sarah, and Jeff in the studio tonight. We're going to be talking about scenario number two. So remember we talked earlier about the whole concept of the movie theater and being there by yourself and all that good stuff, and then it all kind of changes. So what about this one? Okay, paint the picture. You're walking, you go to you pull up to a grocery store. You go into the grocery store, you walk in. It's a store that you usually don't go to ever, so you're a little discombobulated. You're looking down the aisles trying to find what you're looking for. And as you go down one aisle, you see a child, you know, sitting in like a, you know, like a cart, mom, and you see the mom slap the kid on the face. Okay? I know a lot of people have talked about this. So, do you go and talk to him? Do you not? What is your assumption? What do you perceive it to be? And tell me your thoughts.
Well, there is a fine line between discipline and abuse or beating. And I mean, in my family, we got spanked as a child. That's discipline. That's because your parents love you and they want you to not be terrible children when you grow up. But there's, like we kind of mentioned earlier, if it's on the face, I mean, that's really strange. And most people, usually if I see somebody and I feel like they are sort of behaving erratically or in a way that is not normal, they're sort of like the wild card. You're like, okay, this person isn't behaving by societal norms, so that makes them sort of volatile. Like, I don't know how they would react. So I personally wouldn't approach her probably because I'd be viewing her as, whoa, this person, I can't expect her to behave rationally for that. So I'd probably kind of take a step back. Maybe, you know, if I needed something on that aisle, go kind of around to the back end of the aisle. But certainly would be kind of under observation. And if I were going to do anything, I would go find a store manager or somebody like that first. I would not approach her just because, again, I would view her as a volatile person that who knows what they do. She'd probably turn around and slap me. Like, who knows? Like, I would not want any of that.
That's funny.
Well, I think maybe I'm a little passive aggressive here, so maybe I would make some kind of sigh or noise under my breath, you know, to show my disapproval of her actions, but not necessarily confront her. Where, you know, I don't know that I thought about she'd be or that she could be irrational, but you know, just not to confront her. But maybe when she's not looking, do something to make the kid happy again: smile, make a face, wave, talk to the child. You know, maybe kind of be comforting. But I'm, you know, maybe passive aggressive. I'd sigh.
You'd walk by and give her the evil eye, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, maybe a dirty look, you know, kind of like, what are you doing? And like a something, I don't know.
Yeah. I like what he said about trying to make the kid laugh. Because I do that when kids are screaming or something like that. I'll be like, I'll try to make a funny face kind of behind, like, hey, it's okay.
What if that makes it worse?
No. That happens sometimes, dude. And then I'm like out. I'm like, okay, you're on your own. Sorry, I tried, sister.
I was thinking about that. What if that got the kid like riled back up and then the mother hit the child again and you were at fault for the second time? Then you'd feel really, really bad. So, I could try to like comfort maybe and reassure, not egg the child on to keep behaving badly, but assuming the kid was behaving badly.
Yeah, that's the assumption. So we don't really know. But at the same time, you're right. It would be kind of bad if the child got slapped again because of, like, you making funny faces behind the kid.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You need more information. You talk about overanalyzing, you know. I guess the kid's pretty small because you said they're in the cart. So it's not a 14-year-old or anything.
It depends on the 14-year-old.
You know, it depends. You know, if you – it's like you said, maybe the kid bit the mom on the arm or something and she popped him in the – cheek to make him quit biting because that hurts. My kid was a biter when he was little and it hurts. But if it was something where I thought it was really abuse, say it was just a very, very hard slap, or you saw more than one, or you thought it was something that just absolutely crossed the line, I would confront. I have trouble standing by, and kids are like a soft spot for me. I can't stand, you know, thoughts of child abuse, things like that. So yeah, I would probably say something, and then maybe even approach the store manager. Now, the last thing I want to do is get somebody in trouble with CPS with their kid or anything, because I wouldn't want that happen to me. But I don't go around slapping my kid in the face either. So
That's, I mean, I came up with A through J comments on reasons why this could have happened. I mean, you know, I came up with everything from the kid was completely out of control. The mom had just had enough. The kid might have been pulling things off the shelf, giving mother a difficult time. Or she has been completely officially pushed over the edge of reason. You know, that could be an issue. The mom could be a complete maniac. I don't know that either. Maybe she needs to be taken to jail because she beats her kid in private. Also, she's lost it, needs to be checked in somewhere. I came up with the idea that there's normal discipline at their house. But I also thought, what if it was a mosquito biting the baby's face and she killed the mosquito by the slap? And I totally missed it because you know all that mosquito spraying's been going on. Yeah.
Save the baby's life.
Could have been saving the baby's life.
But on the other side of that coin, there's the woman who drowned her baby like recently, right?
Yeah. Last week, a baby was drowned, a one-year-old.
Yeah. So, you know.
Really?
I actually know the fireman that resuscitated the baby. That's awful.
Well, that's why you gotta have more information.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know, then yeah.
It just would seem very unusual for someone to discipline their child in the face. You know, like I don't ever think, I know for a fact that when I was growing up in private, that never happened, ever.
Well, and that's one thing too. And like I said about the whole, okay, this person might not be stable, because when you think if you're in a public place and you're at the grocery store, you can't even imagine whatever they're doing there is extrapolated behind closed doors at their home. So if they are that, I mean, on the face, like I said, if they were reaching something off the shelf, they might slap their hand or something or grab their hand and say no. But to slap someone in the face, I mean, you can't even imagine what's going on when there's not society around them and they don't, you would think that they would feel that slight bit of pressure to behave better in public than they do personally. So, but there is also, you know, in general, when you're, you know, say we were on the other side and you saw it, but the mom was facing you. Like, it's, when you're saying this scenario, I'm picturing that I'm, like, seeing the mom's back and to the kid. But if we're on the other side and she slaps her and she sees you walk by and she looks up at you, I mean, I probably, my gut reaction would be, like, rough day? Like, and kind of try to not make a joke of it, but be like, hey, like,
what
it's okay, lighten up. Like, what? Like, what could possibly be so bad that you're hitting this child in the face? But, I mean, I'm never, you know, again, I was disciplined as a child, but, you know, on the bottom, not in the face. Like, that, there's that fine line between what is discipline and appropriate and what is poorly reacting to a child.
I remember being slapped in the face once, and I was about 6 years old. I dropped a sledgehammer on the ground. We were outside, and a swarm of bees came out and basically attacked me. And so I was hysterical, screaming and crying, and my dad slapped me. And I'm like, what are you doing that for? But what it was, I was kind of, you know, in shock or whatever, and then that just made me snap out of it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow. Well, you have a sledgehammer, you got bees.
That's crazy. So I've actually one time been slapped in the face, and it was in high school by a guy on my cheerleading squad. And, yeah, my boyfriend and older sister had some words with him later, but I was so shocked, and it's come to find out he has come
out. Is this
out,
the boyfriend
that...
He
saw it more as a...
Is this the boyfriend that got kicked in the head on that other story you were telling
us
about?
No. This is we're not going to go into the... That's Tranny Stomp Weekend. That's a whole different story.
It was interesting.
Yeah. We're going to have all that on next week, actually. And
Filipino girl that looks like a guy.
Adam's apple, dude. It was totally there.
You know, I was wondering, too, you know, it's like you look at the idea of perspective. Like you said, you didn't know what direction you saw something at. So that does, I think that eye contact is such a big deal when you're dealing with any of these kind of scenarios. If somebody gives you eye contact, it seems like they have like maybe a little more validity maybe or something. Or you want to care more about or understand the situation more.
Well, you can't ignore it.
Yeah,
you made eye contact.
Right.
You can't say, I didn't see that. You see her look up at you and you're like, pretty sure you just slapped your child in the face. Who does that?
That's true.
That's when the passive aggressive comes in and the weird faces and, you know, the putting your hands out and the signs, you know.
Good call.
Like, what are you doing?
What's going on here? Yeah, what's the madness here? You throw something at him.
Yeah,
and then she can say, I was trying to protect my child from West Nile virus.
And then maybe you could run up to her and slap her in the face and be like, hey, you had a mosquito on your face. You know? I was just saving your life. Sorry.
My bad.
Continue.
See, that would have been a good one. You know, I was saving your life. I cared about you.
You missed the mosquito, so it was on your face. So I was just protecting you.
Good call.
How many people are going to use that now after listening to this show?
They're going to slap their friends. What?
It's going to be an epidemic.
There was a mosquito. West Nile, I was trying to save you. through this, yes, an epidemic of slapping people.
I got slapped. It hurt. Oh my gosh. Now we have like about 1 minute to check one other scenario real quick. The idea of going to the bathroom and using a urinal versus a stall, and the idea of personal space and how much is personal space. Real quick, what are your thoughts, Sarah, on that?
Not having ever personally used a urinal, I am going to I'm going to let the guys chime in on this one.
There's no.
But I hear all the time that that is an issue. I hear stories all the time.
It's different than a women's bathroom because there's no division between the urinals. So there's no talking, there's no touching, and there's no eye contact. It's quiet in there. It's like a zen place. You know, you meditate in there. But I've been in situations where people have touched me or tried to talk to me, like on the shoulder, like, hey, good to see you. It's just not appropriate. It's completely uncomfortable.
Awkward. That's awkward.
Yeah, exactly. I like my privacy when I use the restroom. So I don't want anybody by me or talking to me or putting their hand on my shoulder or anything like that.
And if you're confused, there's an iPhone app where you can play a game testing your knowledge of urinal skills and where to be. They'll present you with different situations and you get points for choosing the correct urinal. And
is it called urinal etiquette?
It's called urinal test.
Do you have that app on your phone?
I do have it on my phone.
Do you normally win? Or
I am very good at it. I don't think I've ever lost. I mean,
he's prepared for this segment.
You know, like if there's three stalls and somebody's like, you don't go in and you don't take the middle urinal when there's three, because what if somebody comes in? You take either right or left, never center. It's not like movie theater seats. You know, you don't want to sit in the center. You want to sit right or left. So if somebody's far right, you go far left. You don't go center right next to them. You don't rub shoulders. You know, you got to have your space.
If you have to, you go outside.
Or you wait.
Well, I mentioned Wednesday, I had a guy friend, we were watching the Cowboys game, came back to the table. He's like, dude, it was so weird. The guy was standing way back. And again, he's describing this to me. Way back, made eye contact when I came in, was like starting to talk to me. It was like every man role you're not supposed to do. And it made him very uncomfortable. So I know that there is etiquette. Again, not having experienced it.
It's worse at bars when people have been drinking because they're a lot more friendly. So,
well, etiquette is very much a situation, and I do appreciate y'all three, Mike, Sarah, and Jeff, for being on the show tonight. You know, Perspectives is a show that's unbiased. We like to talk about other people's perspectives. We like to talk about our own perspectives, but it's serious. And when it comes down to making your dreams come true or to dealing with life in reality, you have to understand that people aren't in your head. They don't understand you, and they don't really understand you that well. So if you're lucky, they might understand you 90% of the time. When you get a chance, check out liveyourtruelife.org. Don't forget to tune in next Sunday for Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.